What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, Dr. Trey, I can relate to. That's a little bit more my speed. Hey, Mac.
You can relate to Dr. Trey?
Yeah,
you
just like it's a little old school. It's a little old school. Not totally old school. Not like the Beach Boys, but...
So you like his music?
Yeah.
I don't think you can relate to Dr. Dre.
I can.
On what level?
I think he's a seasoned veteran like me.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Yeah. I mean, like when they appeared at the Super Bowl halftime show, and he was with, what's his name? Snoop Doggity Dogg. Like, that was cool. Like, I didn't think I was going to like that, but that was pretty cool because I could relate a little bit better to it.
Mm.
You know? That's okay. So I wanted to start this hour with this. In the last couple of days, Jair Alexander, Green Bay Packers, former Green Bay Packer cornerback, has been released. On top of that, yesterday we discussed it a little bit. Jermaine Pratt, Cincinnati Bengals weak side linebacker, had been released. On top of that, we found out earlier this week that Nick Chubb had signed or agreed with the Houston Texans. Three guys that are either now not with their former teams or already in agreement, in Chubb's case, with another team. And all three, you could make an argument that the Commanders could poke around, could be interested in, could think about, could make sense for. As far as, again, Nick Chubb going to Houston, I mean, I think it's pretty clear, right? They already have Joe Mixon. They're looking at Nick Chubb being, as he gets healthier, if he can get healthier, as being a change of pace, rotational back, to add a little thump, to add a little thunder, if he's still got whatever he's got. After the knee injury, week two, less than 2 years ago. I don't know if he's ever going to get there, but obviously they feel pretty comfortable that he's got a shot, and if not more. I don't think, that Nick Chubb was really a fit here, even though the Commanders were connected to him, because I didn't think he would be healthy enough and consistent enough and available enough to basically make a difference for them, meaning to upset or... to essentially change around the chairs on the deck, if you will, of Brian Robinson, Austin Ekeler, Jeremy McNichols, and then we'll see after that what happens, whether it's Chris Rodriguez or Bill, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, or whoever. So I never thought Nick Chubb really made sense. Jair Alexander was expected to be released if he couldn't work out a deal with the Green Bay Packers, and he was indeed released on Monday. The Packers apparently are going to have about $35 million of dead cap money. That's pretty incredible, right? $35 million. My goodness. $35 million. They're taking the full dead cap hit in 2025 so that they don't have any more. Now, there's all sorts of rumors about Jair Alexander going here, Buffalo, Miami, because, again, Jalen Ramsey, other potential contenders, the Rams, so on and so forth. I don't think Jair Alexander is coming here. But the question is there any chance? Is there any chance? Is there any chance that Jair Alexander, who again is very talented when healthy, the problem is he's never healthy. Is there any chance he comes here? And if he doesn't come here, can the Commanders avoid something that I started thinking about when I saw where he was from? Meaning, I don't think he's a great fit here. Injury, cost, adding him to Marshawn Lattimore gives you just two stud corners that can't stay on the field. But he was born in Philadelphia. He was born in Philadelphia. I have no idea what his affinity, if he has one, to Philadelphia is. I have zero idea. I really don't. I don't pretend to know more than, hey, man, I can connect some dots and I can figure out some stuff that might be a possibility. And Jair Alexander, again, was born in Philadelphia. Now, he moved to the Charlotte area early, so some people have tried to connect the Panthers with Jair Alexander, and certainly that would make some sense. I understand that. The Panthers are a young and improving team. We know Bryce Young played pretty well down the stretch last year. Their defense has taken a lot of hits over the last couple of years, but has been the strength of their team. So I can understand that. But here's what I would say. Even though Jair Alexander has not been able to stay on the field, really, much at all for the Packers, I mean, he's only played 14 total games in the last 2 years. 14. It's not even a full year, obviously. 14. Here's what I would say. I don't want him going to the Philadelphia Eagles. I really don't. I really, really don't. Remember, the Eagles have lost some pieces of their team. Through free agency, you just can't keep everybody, right? They, the Eagles, not only lost some of their pass rush, everybody knows that. But did you also know? Did you also know that right now their scheduled starting corners are Quinyon Mitchell, first round pick last year, he was great, and Keely Ringo, a fourth round pick in 2023. That right now, and they have Cooper DeJean, but they let go. Did the Eagles? Of Darius Slay, who's, I think, in Pittsburgh, if I'm not mistaken. James Bradbury. And they also cut somebody else. I'm trying to remember. I have to look that up. Corner.
You said Slay.
Slay, Bradbury. Is there somebody else that I'm missing? Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is gone too, who is their starting safety. So they've lost essentially at least two starters, two and a half starters, what have you. Again, the drafting of Cooper DeJean certainly seems important and impressive now, and he can play nickel, he can play outside corner, he can play safety. They have Sidney Brown, who was a corner, now kind of playing safety. Reed Blankenship is a stalwart back there, but you get the point. If Jaire Alexander has any affinity towards Philadelphia, and Philadelphia also gives him, you would think, the best chance to win, he could wind up there. So it's one thing to say, nah, dog, I'm not in on the Commanders signing Jaire Alexander. But then you run into the problem that I just kind of mentioned. And that is, Jaire Alexander could wind up in Philadelphia. And for those of you that say, no chance. The Eagles didn't have the salary cap room to sign Josh Sweat and Milton Williams. Okay. Well, let's take a look at this. All right, because where there's a will, there's a way. The Philadelphia Eagles right now have, according to Over the Cap, $32.5 million worth of cap space. You don't think they can sign Jaire Alexander to a one-year, $8 million deal with incentives and have him start week one paired opposite of Quinyon Mitchell? I do. Now, listen, if he goes to Buffalo, great. He goes to Buffalo. He's out of the conference. He's out of the division. I mean, if he went to, I don't know, let's just say the Cowboys. Right? That's a Cowboy-type move. Is it not? Certainly, you would think him paired with Trevon Diggs and Deron Bland. I mean, again, you would think that makes some sense. The Cowboys, according to Over the Cap, have $32 million worth of space. So I'm sure they could sign him. The Commanders, as you look at them, again, I already think they have one beat up, banged up, unreliable corner in Marshawn Lattimore, who, if he plays, can be good. But we saw last year struggled with some top-end receivers, which, again, was kind of to be expected. But he was competitive at times, and he made some plays, even against the A.J. Browns of the world and the Mike Evans of the world. It just wasn't enough, right? The Commanders, according to Over the Cap, actually have a significantly worse cap space issue than do the Cowboys or the Eagles. The Cowboys and the Eagles are 32-plus-ish million dollars. The Commanders are listed, it's not always accurate, listed at 21.1 worth of cap space. Again, I don't think it's really realistic that he comes here. I don't think so. And I would be willing to bet a good chunk of that $21 million is for a rainy day and also to sign a veteran edge pass rusher. With Jonathan Jones here, with Noah Igbinoghene back, with the drafting of Trey Amos and whatever Marshawn Lattimore gives you, along with Mikey Sanders still, I really don't think at this point it is a need for the Commanders to swing big. We touched on Jalen Ramsey earlier, maybe like a week and a half ago. I didn't think that was a great fit either. Unless we were talking about subtracting Deron Payne and or Marshawn Lattimore. In this case, Jaire Alexander is a free agent, so you don't have to subtract anything to get him. But you do have to factor in whether A, he's a fit, B, whether he can get on the field, and C, whether it's worth spending roughly half of your money maybe a little less than half, 40% of your money, whatever, in team cap space, again, reported on Jair Alexander, who's played 14 games in 2 years. I will say no, but I sure as hell don't want him with the Eagles. I can live with him being with the Cowboys. I wouldn't love it, but I can live with him being with the Cowboys. To be with the Eagles? Oh, that would suck. That would suck. Right? I mean, I don't think anybody should dismiss that. I'm not saying it's likely to happen, but it is a possibility. If he went to the Carolina Panthers, I'd be like, okay, good luck. Even though the Panthers potentially could challenge for a playoff spot, I would say, okay, good luck. I hope it works out. If he went to the Cowboys, I would be like, eh. If he went to the Eagles, I would be like, oh no. Because Jair Alexander can play. When he's right, when he's healthy, and of course that's the big issue, he hasn't been, that's a problem. Last one on the list, Jermaine Pratt. Jermaine Pratt, I think, is the most realistic out of these three names that we've mentioned. I think he's the guy that if you told me the Commanders were interested in trying to bring in and trying to get inside the door, I would tell you that that's the guy that I would have the most interest in. Now, do you need him? Well, I think you can make an argument that you do. We all know Bobby Wagner's age. We all know that last year they didn't have more than two linebackers that they trusted, really trusted, to play significant snaps. You could move Frankie Louvu around as more of a chess piece and more of an edge rusher, less of a linebacker. And God forbid, and listen, I have high hopes for Jordan McGee too, but that's all it is right now. It's all it is right now, is hopes. He's proven nothing. It's with the exception of he hadn't been able to stay on the field. So for those of you that say, well, I don't want to stunt the growth of Jordan. What happens if Bobby Wagner can't play 1,000 decent snaps? Or pretty good snaps? What happens? What happens if McGee can't stay healthy? What happens if you get an injury to Frankie Louvu? What happens? Well, the answer is, if you have Jermaine Pratt on your team, you feel better about some of those questions. Here's a guy who had a ton of tackles, who's always been a high-value player, if you will, in terms of overall fit and the ways he can help you. I was looking up some of his positional alignment. He played more, I think, at weak side than at Mike, but he played a little bit at Mike. Come in here, learn the system, give you an option there. And I heard somebody mention, I can't remember if it was Logan or Craig, that they might go more of a true 4-3 this year. So you put Bobby Wagner with Jermaine Pratt, and then you can use Frankie Louvu however you want, or maybe Wagner, Jordan McGee, and Pratt, depending on what package. Could I see that? Hells yeah, I could see that. Absolutely, I could see that. Real quickly, before we take the timeout, Jermaine Pratt, 29 years old. Yeah, last year, PFF, only a 60.6 overall grade, 54.5 pass rush, 70.1 run defense, 53.4 coverage, 107 solo tackles, no sacks, 30 assisted tackles, so 137 total tackles, 2 forced fumbles. I mean, Jermaine Pratt can play. That's the guy. Out of those three, Jaire Alexander and the running back option of Nick Chubb, who again has reportedly agreed to terms with Houston, that's the guy I want or I would like for them to consider. I'll take Jermaine Pratt before I do Jaire Alexander, before I consider a trade for Jalen Ramsey, before I bring in another veteran 9-to-5 ham and egg running back that's not going to upset or usurp Brian Robinson. I'm good. Give me Jermaine Pratt. Thoughts on that when we return. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Y'all, meaning the Bengals front office, have never done before. But in y'all, you cut me off while making fun of me. You cut me off. Anthony Haney walked into the office, he of the Craig Hoffman Show, and said, "Y'all," and he said, "I was on Real Things." What's the name of the segment? Real Things People Said? I forgot exactly what Craig calls it. It's a segment of feature towards the end of their show. I think it's the last segment of their show in the 6 o'clock hour. I'm usually done driving by that point, sometimes, maybe, occasionally. Y'all, meaning the Bengals front office,
y'all
have never done before. But in y'all,
so
See what you started? Anthony. I had almost forgotten about it. But not. I mean, by the way, did you have a Joe Burr? Did you have Shamar Stewart saying that? Right? Is that the cut that we have?
No, he didn't. I don't think he said it, but he spoke recently. I have a couple of cuts that we can play
from Shamar Stewart.
Yeah, from Shamar Stewart.
Why don't we? You want to dial that up now?
Yeah, we can do one.
Let's do it.
Give me a second. Sorry about that.
Okay. Maybe I shouldn't take my drink. And
4, 3, here we go.
Oh, I love the countdown.
I still go to meetings. I still study my playbook, you know, take down the right notes. And then whenever I get some free time, I'll go out to train at Black Sheep.
Is it fair to say at this point that you will not step foot on the practice field in practice until you're signed?
Yes.
How badly do you want to be on the field?
Very bad. I mean, I've been doing this for most of my whole life, and then all of a sudden it's gone over something very simple to fix. It's kind of disappointing.
Have they given you any answers as to why they're choosing this year and you to set a new precedent?
If I really wanted to say, yeah, I can't say what I really want to say, but it's their contract. They can do what they want with it. It's very important. I mean, like, you got to get your body somewhat prepared to play football, especially me coming from college to the NFL. Is a way physical game, even though I play in SEC, which is very physical, but nothing compares to actually playing in the NFL. So I thought I'd be on the field by now. That's what I would have thought.
All right, that's Shamar Stewart. Is that from today or yesterday? That was from yesterday, right?
I believe. Yeah,
okay,
yesterday.
So that's not the y'all thing, which is what started that. But you could tell he's pretty pissed off at the Bengals front office, as is Trey Hendrickson. Could you imagine, like, if we were still in the Dan Snyder, Bruce Allen era, this is the kind of thing that would happen with the Redskins. Although even they, outside of Kirk Cousins, did a pretty decent job of signing Trent Williams to the extension when they did. And then obviously it fell apart in 2019. But that was part medical, part contract. Jordan Reed, Ryan Kerrigan. So even them, I've got to give a little credit. Now, the Bengals have signed T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow. You got Joey B. over there still or no?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's hear from Burrow what he had to say about things. Joey B., who everybody loves. Remember, the Bengals were 0-3 to start the year last year. Not all his fault, but some of it has to go to the quarterback. I'm sorry, it does.
Is Trey not being here, his deal not done, is that a distraction?
Of course. Last year we had 2, this year we have 1, so we do have less. You'd love to have none, but, you know, that's life in the NFL. We're all supporting Trey and would love for him to be back.
What he's basically saying is last year they had both the T. Higgins and the Ja'Marr Chase distractions, right? How did the start of their year go? They lost to 2 almost double-digit underdogs. New England week 1 at home, Washington week 3 Monday Night Football at home. Already at 0-2. The 2 biggest underdogs on the board. Yeah, because Vegas knows everything.
But that's the thing that, like, that kind of befuddles me is because, like, their defense was so bad last year.
It was.
And that's the reason why they lost those games. And we saw it early on, especially with the Patriots loss. And, I mean, a little bit to you guys. We saw their defense just couldn't stop anybody. So you let go of the middle linebacker.
In that week one game, their offense wasn't great, was it? I mean, it was better against the Commanders.
Yeah. I think that it was like a 19. It was a low-scoring game. But throughout the season, we saw that their defense wasn't doing well. So you let go of the middle linebacker that you were just talking about.
Right.
And then you have trouble signing Shamar Stewart now and Trey Hendrickson. It doesn't seem like it's a great priority on the defense. Now, they fired the defensive coordinator. Who I don't think most people were looking at. some people were having problems with the plays he was calling, but I don't know. It just seems
Lou Anarumo went from being a genius 2 years ago to being clueless and a village idiot according to the fans and media.
Yeah.
Last year. They lost 16-10 to the Patriots. No matter by any other way that you cut it, that's a crappy offensive performance by Burrow.
Yeah.
Now, again, he was not clearly the number one problem by any stretch. I mean, I'm not trying to blame anything on Joe Burrow. I'm just saying, like, the notion that they only lost games because of their defense is a little bit rich. But
the defense was the largest problem with that team.
But yes, but here you have Ja'Marr Chase locked up. You have Joe Burrow locked up. You have T. Higgins locked up, which nobody thought they were going to be able to lock up both of those guys or as a group, all three. And Trey Hendrickson is pissed because Myles Garrett got $40-plus million a year, and all of a sudden the market went from $30 million a year to probably about $37 or $38 million for Trey Hendrickson. And now Shamar Stewart, their first-round pick, is upset because they won't do the offset language, reportedly. So the defense, which you fired the coordinator, you desperately need to be at least mediocre, somewhat adequate. Two huge pieces, plus Sam Hubbard, who was their starting defensive end. He retired. But two huge pieces, you're facing the reality of right now not having. Now, that doesn't mean that's going to stay that way, but it could. I don't know. I know this is not WCKY in Cincinnati. WKRP in Cincinnati, for those of you of a certain age, baby. But you get the point. And we tie it in with Jermaine Pratt. If I was the Commanders, I'd be on Jermaine Pratt. And the Bengals are probably stupid for letting him go. But then again, that's not the first time that we've said the Bengals are stupid. All right, let's take a timeout, trending alert, and then we'll get to Paulie on the other side of the call and the bottom of the hour right here on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. All right, tonight is game three of the NBA Final Series, tied 1-1. They finally reconvene after a couple of days off and that heavy travel from Oklahoma City to Indianapolis. That's the scene tonight for Game 3, just after 8:30 on ABC. Again, series tied 1-1 between the Thunder and the Pacers. Meanwhile, the Dallas Mavericks have said, nope, not to Jason Kidd and to the New York Knicks, as has the Houston Rockets and Ime Udoka and the Minnesota Timberwolves and their head coach, Chris Finch, all denying requests for their head coaches to speak with the New York Knicks brass as they try and replace Tom Thibodeau, who they fired last week. Meanwhile, the Stanley Cup final is tomorrow night, game four of that series. The Florida Panthers lead 2-1. The Rangers are working on a deal to trade former 50-goal scorer Chris Kreider to the Anaheim Ducks. It would be the second major New York Ranger Anaheim Duck trade, an acquisition by the Ducks from the Blue Shirts. Earlier last year, they acquired Jacob Trouba. And Deion Sanders says he is looking forward to returning to Boulder, Colorado after being absent and being at health. He's had some health issues. We don't know exactly what's going on, but he is thankful for all the well wishes and thoughts and prayers. And he said, quote, "I can assure you all that everything is okay." And that's what's trending.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I know I'm hot, eh, Mac? I'm on fire! Actually, I'm not. I got to get my ass back to the gym. I have had a very, very, very busy schedule over the last couple of weeks and months, quite honestly. So I need to get back and hit it hard before training camp. You know, trying to make the team, man. Trying to make the team. All right, let's get out to them and close up shop. Paulie, for I think a third day in a row, which, you know, we usually don't see this kind of stretch of consistency out of you, Paulie, unless it's the football season, which it is not. But anyway, how do you do?
Hail to the W. Rooster, what's going on, my guy?
Hail to the Paulie. Thanks for the pictures earlier.
Oh, yeah, you know it, man. You know it, man. You know what I'm saying? I was blessed that my sister-in-law, those were my brother's jerseys.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? I was blessed that she had passed them on to me.
Oh, that's great. Cool. I didn't realize that's awesome.
It's cool. I tell you, man, we was big Mets fans back then, man. You know what I mean?
Dude.
Mookie and Doc.
Dude, 84, you know what I mean? 84 was incredible for those of us of a certain age, right? And you know, watching that team go from just a moribund baseball team and franchise, and then acquiring Keith Hernandez midway through 83 and then swinging a big deal for Gary Carter in the winter of 83 and 84, having Doc come up.
I'm about to say having Doc
Strawberry
and Wally, and Wally back, man, and all of them come up through the ties. I got to see them guys as kids because, you know, the Tigers used to be the AAA affiliate of the Mets.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yep, so, absolutely.
Yeah. So,
but when they all came up onto the scene in basically 84 and 85, man, whew, that was
George Falk.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Keith Mitchell.
Gary Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah, Keith traded for Gary Carter.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Rafael Santana.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, man.
Jesse Orozco.
Jesse Orozco.
Roger McDowell.
That was like, you know, they had the perfect mix of everything.
You know,
power, starting pitching, Ron Darling.
Yeah. Sid Fernandez, Bobby Ojeda. Oh, this is like old school Metsology here.
Sid Fernandez, another tie.
Yeah. Real quickly, you mentioned your brother and the jersey and Mookie and Doc and all that. And I know that's still really hard on you. You know, I've shared with you, I lost my brother 5 years ago during the Nats World Series run, and that, you know, that was really hard. And Roger McDowell, who you remember, you know, from those teams, and eventually he would become the Braves pitching coach and all that. Roger McDowell was known as like a clown, right? He was just always doing something to his teammates or whatever. And he would wear these rubberized clown masks and evil masks. And one time during spring training, my brother got a baseball from him at a game. And I wrote a letter to Roger McDowell. This is probably early 90s, somewhere in that range. And I said, man, my brother is the biggest fan of yours. Like, he just thinks it's the best, da-da-da-da-da-da. Dude sent an amazing care package. I mean, just shirts and hats and a rubberized clown face mask and autographs, pictures and balls and mini bats. And I mean, it was just unbelievable, man. So that's one of the great memories that I have of my brother.
That era of Mets, it got to go down as one of the greatest teams of all time.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh yeah.
They got to. And not just in baseball, but in sports.
Yeah.
Man. You know what I mean? Them dudes was dominant, man. That was one of the reasons why I kind of stopped going to the AAA games around here, because now they the Baltimore Orioles AAA affiliate. Nobody cares about the Orioles.
I agree.
And I'm saying that on DC radio.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
I agree.
About the next great Oriole prospect, man. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
I agree.
I remember when remember Greg Jeffries. He was all hyped up. Why was he so hyped up? Because he was a Met.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, man, but I just wanted to share that with you because I told you how big a Mets fans we are. You know what I mean? So that was our squad back then, especially Mookie.
Yeah.
Mookie Wilson, baby.
Yep. There you go.
But listen, I was listening. I'm caught. I'm in a pretty good, you know, it's not football season, so I really, you know, don't hate you right now. You know, this is a bunch of lists and a bunch of opinions, subjective stuff, so we can be on the same page for once, you know, for 3 months. You know what I mean? But in about 2 months, all that.
You'll start hating me again.
Yeah, well, I'll start hating you, and you'll start despising me again.
Yeah.
So
all right. Okay, you that's how we're. You agree. Did you hear what I had to say about Dan Quinn, though, earlier?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? That's called evolving as a person and evolving as a coach.
Yeah.
And learning from your mistakes.
Yeah. And what do you think about my suggestion on Pratt? You like Pratt or no?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm 100 on the Pratt name because I've been saying that about Bobby Wagner since last year now. Like, this dude is walking on the edge of the cliff. We don't know when he's going to fall off. And I think we got the most out of him last year in them 1,000 snaps. And I know he was second team all pro and all that, but, you know, I don't know if a lot of that. Look, he had a good season, but I wouldn't call it an all pro season. I think a lot of that was just out of his reputation and his respect that he has around the league. So, you know, listen, I think he had a lot to do with the run game not being as stout as it should be because he doesn't move side to side laterally like he used to. And, you know, Father Time catches up with everything. So, and I'm with you about Jordan McGee. I think he's a good prospect and all that too. But the fact that he was hurt last year and he didn't really get his feet wet.
Yeah.
That, you know, we just, he's still a question mark.
And hurt twice, not once, hurt twice.
Right. So I wouldn't mind having that veteran guy who knows what he's doing. And you're talking about you leaving Cincinnati. They don't know what the hell they're doing out there anyway. And that's being proven. You know, in this past year and a half. But I will say this about Jair Alexander. Say it with me. Jair, not Jahlil, whatever you
I didn't
saying.
Say Jahlil. I said Jair Alexander.
No. You
oh,
your
stop
name.
Yourself.
You saw my pronunciation yesterday of my appearance. But look. Whatever it takes.
You are too much.
Alexander, go get Jair Alexander.
Yeah.
Man. has a connection with the team with Joe Witt. Joe Witt was in Green Bay.
Yes, he was.
You know what I mean? So there's your connection right there. Listen, the Eagles got two starting cornerbacks, top notch. The Cowboys got two ball hawking cornerbacks. You know what I mean? I think that's the trend. You need two good corners on the outside. You know, I don't care about who they sign in the Jones guy. I know, okay, he's okay. But I would say when healthy, Jair Alexander is could be the best corner on the team. You know what I mean? Even better than Lattimore. So I'm definitely wanting Jair.
Right, right. Hey, Paulie, one last thing before I let you go. I've heard you're a big dancer on TikTok. Is that right? Somebody sent me something that said you were a big dancer on TikTok. Is that correct?
I'm not even going to answer that question, bro.
Wait a second. Joe Flacco, Paulie, wants you to know you can't come here.
I think when it initially came in, I think Twitter started right around 07, 08. I came in 08. I can remember like the first time I walked into the cafeteria in Baltimore and somebody was like, hey, you mind if we tweet this? And nobody knew what that meant. I think the evolution has kind of come from that's a method to kind of see some stuff and have some fun to like it's the main news source, you know? So the difference now is like that everybody's getting their stuff from there. And it's treated a little bit more seriously because everybody that is the main news source, but you still have the same thing you always have, which is a million different opinions. So it like it kind of blends like your actual news source with a bunch of other
stuff. Come on, Joe, get to it.
You know, now I think we live in this world where just like everything you see on there, there's a good portion of people that are taking whatever you see on there very seriously. And sometimes it's not the case, you know, but you just have to, I don't know.
Come on, Joe.
I've been on Instagram. That's the only thing I've ever logged in on in my life. I won't download the other things because I don't miss them. If you told me you're taking Instagram away, like I've been on it. I'm too far down the road, but like Twitter and all those other things, I won't even download it on my phone just because I know it's a trap to just, you know, get sucked in. No TikTok dances. The fact that people, that is different too. This generation, the fact that people want to get on their phones and show people the most, like, that's embarrassing. You're an adult. Like, be an adult. Like, it's just like, I can't wrap my head around that. And, like, I get it. Like, you have kids and, like, you want to have fun with your kids. Like, well, like, have fun with your kids in private. You know? That's what I think. I'm not guarded. I don't think I'm guarded at all. I think, honestly, if you talk to me in person, I'll tell you a lot. I'll be pretty honest with you. But, like, yeah, on social media, no chance. No
all right. Chance. Enough just Joe Flacco. It took him forever to get to that.
What the hell was that, Russell?
I thought he was going to get to it quicker. Basically, Joe Flacco is telling you, the wily old veteran, Paulie, stop dancing on TikTok. It's not worth your time.
Hey, first, listen, man. I don't dance on no TikTok. I ain't got no TikTok.
That's not what I've heard. That's not
y'all
what I've heard.
Are crazy. I don't know what y'all talking about.
That's so not what I've heard, Paulie. I have seen
it. Y'all can kick rocks.
Paulie,
I
have seen incriminating evidence. You are an anti-Joe Flacco-ite. You like to dance on TikTok.
Bruh, I don't have no TikTok. And I damn sure ain't dancing on no internet unless I hit the lottery. And then I'm gonna be dancing. Then I'm gonna be dancing like crazy. So right. Y'all,
goodbye, Paulie. Oh man, that was like a longer dissertation of what I wanted. In terms of Joe Flacco talking about social media and what he's logged on to and whatnot. I didn't realize he talked about Twitter first. I just saw the quote and I was like, oh, okay. Well, this will be funny for the show. And I can hit Paulie with it. But
we got to it, though.
Yeah, we did get to it. How about Joe Flacco on social media? That's the kind of guy you need. Coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day, next on the T.80 and the Odyssey app. Oh, yeah, that's right. You know what time it is. Time to tell you about Cowboy Cody. Oh, yeah. It's not his real name, but it's a guy in Kentucky. Well, Cowboy Cody, a Kentucky man, decided to extract revenge on a bar establishment on Friday night for being turned away for service. According to police and the bartender who witnessed the incident, what did Cowboy Cody do? Well, he took a, as it's described, a terrified raccoon out and into the bar to try and extract revenge. Jonathan Mason is Cowboy Cody's real name. He's a 40-year-old man, if you could believe that. They arrested him on a bunch of different charges at the Big Apple Grill and Bar in the city of Murray, Kentucky, according to the press release from the police department. He released the raccoon, into the bar. The police report said, the bartender said, apparently he had trapped a raccoon earlier in the day on his farm and he'd been carrying it around with him. She said, I've seen some crazy stuff in my time, but nothing like this. Now, again, he is dubbed Cowboy Cody. Why? Because he has caused problems at local bars and with employees in the past because he owns and runs a nearby farm. So apparently, he was drinking on Friday night. The bar had previously banned him over another incident involving a drunken mule. I don't make this stuff up, people. I'm telling you, I don't make this stuff up. So the woman tried to convince him to leave. She asked him nicely. He said no. He initially complied with the complaint, blah, 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 and then released the raccoon. But again, he has had an arrest over a drunken mule in the past. A drunken mule. A wild drunken chase through city streets of Murray, Kentucky, in which he's been arrested twice for. And some animal abuse, too, which I don't like to see by any means. So this guy, man, do they make them special in Kentucky. If you ever run into Jonathan Mason, somebody should release, a vicious bite just right on him. See how he likes it. Hey, I'm out Friday. I'll be back with you tomorrow. The reason why I'm out Friday is I'm heading down to Richmond for the state semifinals. The Freedom Eagles, so proud of our girls, doing a great job last night, beating Western Branch 3-0 in the second half. All three goals, unbelievable win, another shutout. Awesome, awesome, awesome. They play for a second consecutive state semifinal on Friday, and then if they win on Saturday in Richmond, they will once again play for the state championship. So proud of them. So I will be out Friday and looking forward to seeing that game. Thanks to AMAC. We'll be back tomorrow at 1. Greg Hoffman is coming up next. Adios.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.